Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
All right. Tina, you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we're going to turn it over to you for our opening selection.
Okay. Lord, keep me day by day in a pure and perfect way. I want to live. I want to live on in a building not made by hand. Lord, keep my body strong so that I can do no wrong. Lord, give me the grace just to run this Christian race to a building not made by hand. Lord, keep me day by day in a pure and perfect way. I want to live. I want to live on in a building not made by hand. God bless you.
That's a good message in that song. Yeah, it was. Thank you, Tina. Okay, the opening prayer tonight is going to be done by Linda Hodge. Linda, are you on tonight? Let's see.
Hello.
Hello, this is Linda?
Yes.
All right. You got our opening prayer tonight.
Okay. I had a hard time getting on. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for another day. Thank you for another Thursday night that we never seen before. Thank you for your blessings thus far. We thank you for our for your grace and your mercy, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to be a part of this Bible study. Thank you for all that we learned, and thank you for all that we're going to learn. Thank you for how we look forward to this study tonight so that we can get a little bit closer to you, Lord, so that we can apply what we're learning to our everyday walk. Lord, for that, we ask you to bless our team. We ask you to bless every person, every family that's represented here on the line. We ask you to bless everyone that's on the prayer line, on the prayer line. Everyone, Lord, we stand in place of everybody that said pray for me. We stand together tonight, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, we ask you to use us, Lord. We ask you to let us be a blessing to some people.
Thank you, Jesus.
We ask you to continue to help us. Lord, no matter what the state of the world is, Lord, we know that all our blessings come from you. We know that we're covered with your blood, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Linda.
Amen.
Back to Thursday night Bible study. We're teaching our lesson, working with God. And tonight our teacher is going to be Reverend Maddie, so we're going to turn it right over to her.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
We're so grateful to God for allowing us, as Linda had said in her prayer, to bless us to see another Thursday night.
Yeah.
And thank God for the Thursday night family and how God is blessing us to continue to be able to come together. Last topic was training to see God. Training to see God. Tonight's topic is be ready to pray. I didn't know that we were going to have a demonstration of seeing God as we did last week. I was just obedient in teaching what the Lord had given me to share. But you that was on the line know that we had a demonstration that showed us what it looked like to see God in action. I pray that we all picked that up, that what happened on last Thursday night was a demonstration of seeing God in action. Tonight I want to just share a little bit, because after we got off the line last Thursday night, the Lord in my spirit, I feel like He said that was a Pentecost explosion that we had last week. It was God in action. So as we were training to see God, He showed Himself, and I pray that you didn't miss it. If by chance you did, go back and read the scriptures from last week and the notes from last week, and ask God to start you all over again, because what we experienced was a demonstration of God in action, and He said it was a Pentecost explosion, which means the Spirit of God in action in our midst. And it's so beautiful because God is a spirit.
Yes,
and if we worship Him, it has to be in spirit and in truth. And we have to understand that we don't feel God. That's in the flesh. We have to experience God and encounter God. And He wanted us to know how to do that. And I said many times, we wasn't reborn knowing how to do all the things that we need to do to keep us connected to God. But the one thing about it, if we pray and seek Him, He will show us, He will train us, He will teach us, because the scripture says that the Holy Spirit is our teacher. And Philippians 33, verse 8, that He said that we can pray and ask the Holy Spirit to teach us. So what I felt we should call it again was a, in case you didn't know what to say about last Thursday night, it was a Pentecost explosion. And it was the Spirit of God moving in our midst. Now, some of us may not take it as serious as we should, our coming together on Thursday night. We are considered a community or a group. And God is blessing, and when He allow us to share scriptures on Thursday night, and as we have said many times, we know that Thursday night about the teaching us how to talk with God, and God has promised that He will give us everything we need, and God keeps His promise. So when we need to know how to go into His presence and see the manifestation of God in order to be able to know that we are growing in Him. And we need to know that spiritual things we don't feel with our feelings and we don't see with our natural eye, because God is a spirit. You cannot see a spirit. It's like the scripture talks about as being the wind. You can look and see the tree, the limb, the leaves on the trees moving, and you know that the wind is passing, but you don't see no wind. And so the presence of God is just like that. You experience it, but you don't see it. And the Lord has to have a way of letting us understand when He's in our midst. And last Thursday night, He was in our midst. As we understand John, the Gospel of John, chapter 4 and verse 24 is the scripture that tells us that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And you know, if you don't know, go to your dictionary or whatever and get some information concerning the spirit, a spirit. It is not, you don't see the evil spirit, neither do you see the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. That's but right. You have to experience it, or yes. You have to encounter it. The feeling that we have is in the flesh, and that's our five senses. But the things that we feel are natural, but the things that we experience or encounter are supernatural. Mm-hmm. Last Thursday night, and I did not talk to either one of the people to ask permission to say what I'm about to say, but I want to say it because if you happen to miss something, I want you to be able to think back on it and grasp what I'm trying to say tonight. Last Thursday night, as we were close to the finishing of Thursday night, the spirit began to move, and Sister Deborah Jackson, that is, have asked us prayer more than one time concerning the diagnosis of cancer. And the Lord blessed her. The Spirit of God was upon her, and she began to speak in her prayer language, which is evidence of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Now, if you didn't understand it, there wasn't an interpretation of it, because the message was not for everybody. If it had been a prophecy for everybody, somebody on the line would have had to interpret it. But it was a message for her of the presence of God with her.
Yes.
And then one of the sisters, Miss Jessie, I'm going to call names. I'm not in trouble with God by saying it, and if I'm in trouble with y'all, then I'll just have to ask you to forgive me. But when Jessie began to give her the scriptures that God gave her to speak at that time, and as she spoke the word, and I honestly wanted to go back and listen, because I couldn't write down the scriptures that she was saying at that time, but it was appropriate for what was happening, and it was food for Deborah Jackson's spirit man, and as she began to praise God, then the Lord used Tina, and I'm calling names, and in case you didn't know who it was, Tina to come in and sing a song that was a part of the Pentecost explosion. Mm-hmm. And it was, I don't know, if you got off the line last night and didn't sit there a few minutes and think, what happened? Then something's wrong with your salvation. Your connect with the Father, you need to check it. Because if you did not think when you got up that line last Thursday night, what in the world just happened? So tonight, what I want to try to help you understand is what did happen. On the day of Pentecost in the Bible, when the Holy Spirit was sent to the earth to be with us and indwell us, up until that point, it had not lived here on the earth. It was set upon man as God used them. But on the day of Pentecost, when there was 130, I believe it was it 132 that was in the upper room, and they was in one place that followed Jesus' instruction, he told them to wait in Jerusalem until the Comforter, God was going to send the Comforter, and he told them to wait till the Comforter came. On the day of Pentecost is when the Comforter came, which was the Holy Spirit. Ever since then, the Holy Spirit is in the earth, and it dwells in man. It dwells in believers that will allow him to be active. But if not active, then he's dominant. If we don't allow him to be in control, then he's in us, but he's being dominant. So a Pentecost explosion was God showing himself mighty. It was you being able to see and experience or hear with your ears an experience of God in our presence. Yeah. And I thought it was beautiful. And so then tonight, as I was thinking, Lord, what would you have me to share? And as I said, the topic is be ready to pray. So we go back. I'm telling you, God know, and Deborah had been requesting prayer. I don't know if everybody had really got a hold of what was being said for all those that was dealing with sickness and surgery and the different problems and things that have been, you know, different things have been going on in the amongst some of the, if not the group member themselves, but maybe their family member. There had been death in the family of the some of us. We lost loved ones, and there had been surgery where major surgery, and all these things, and seemed like the word pray for me might have been just went over some people's head, but it shouldn't be that way. We read in Paul's writing in the book of Romans, the 15th chapter, from verse 30 through 33, and I'm not going to read them all, but I want to give you what the Lord had given me to share concerning that. As believers in Jesus, we desperately need to help each other.
Yeah.
And the most powerful help we can give, offer, is prayer. So be ready to pray. And Apostle Paul wrote in the letter to the church in Rome, which is what the Romans 15 chapter is a, it's two. He said, I urge you, and this is Paul talking, and Paul said this in more than one place. He said, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit to join me in my struggles by praying to God for me. This was Paul, the one that wrote, what they say, I believe one-third of the New Testament. He was saying, pray for me in my struggles. And if you go back and read it, you know, Paul had struggles, and when he went to God and asked God to deliver him, the Lord said, my grace is sufficient. And he went on and praying that for deliverance, and God said no, in essence. And he didn't deliver him from the trauma that he was experienced, whatever the struggle was. But what Paul did is like, I believe, King Jehoshaphat. He went to the body of Christ, sisters and brothers, which means that the community, the group, the believers, and he said, pray for me in my struggles. And we need to be ready to pray for others. We don't need to wait for somebody to request prayer and then go to God and try to get our connection right so we can pray. We need to keep our connection, our personal, intimate life with the Father. We need to keep it so when we need to go to God, not just something our own, but when we need to go to God on behalf of somebody else, that the connection is already there. It's like when you pay your light bill, your current is coming into your house. And when you walk in a room and need light, all you do is flip the switch. So we need to be that way in our prayer life. We need to stay connected to the Father. So when somebody say, pray for me, that you are able to go into the throne room, not the outer court. Don't just get through the gate, because that God hear you, but he can't respond to it. But when we are able to go into the Holy of Holies, the very God, and pray, and we cry out for ourselves, our family, or somebody that we don't even know that makes the request, God is able to answer that prayer, because we have the connection that we're supposed to have in place so that God can do what it is he promised us he's going to do.
Amen.
Paul is a good example of what we need to look like and act like as believers. Paul asked them to pray that he would be kept safe. Now, I want you to listen to what I'm fixing to read to you now. And I'm reading this because sometimes I get excited, and if I don't write it down, something I will skip over, and then afterwards, oh, Lord, I needed to go back and share this, this, and this. Paul asked them he said, brothers and sisters, Paul asked them to pray that he would be kept safe from the unbelievers in Judea, where he was. Those that didn't believe that he was who he was saying is because of what he did before he had an encounter. Before he had an encounter, he was doing something that caused the people to be afraid of him. So mm-hmm. when he became into that place where he was now a servant of the Most High God, he had to ask the people to pray that he would be saved from the people, the unbelievers. Also, that they would accept his gift, and he would have favor. Now, yeah. I believe some of us need that same prayer prayed right now. Because if you think you've been accepted by everybody and you don't have no enemies, I want you to go back to the altar one more time. As you say you know God, you know Jesus, you accept the gift, and you are born again believer, you have somebody that disagree with you. You have somebody that don't accept you. You have somebody that don't like you. And so we need to be, and people that don't like people, subject to do bad things to people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not an easy thing to think about, but the scriptures say that your worst enemy is your household. If mm-hmm. your worst enemy is those even in your house that are non-believers.
Amen.
So we need to pray to be kept safe from those that would do us harm, and also that they would accept the gift that God had given us. Each one of us, God had given us a gift. We need to use it so the body of Christ, the born-again believers, can come into the fullness of faith, able
Hallelujah.
To receive all that God has said and do all that need to be done so Christ can return. And the only mm-hmm. way all this will happen is we need to be ready to pray. So spend a little time thinking about it. He acknowledged the reward of being a part of the community. We, on Thursday night, we are a community. We are a group of people that come together to hear the word. We are a community. And Paul said he acknowledged there are some rewards for being a part of a community. And I believe that because when we need somebody to pray for us, and when it's announced on Thursday night that we need prayer for one thing or another, there's somebody, if everybody's not praying, there is a majority of us that will go to God on behalf of that the individual. That mm-hmm. is a reward for being a part of something, somebody that believes there is a God and that he's able to do what he promised. So when we stand in the gap and pray for others, we will see the blessings of the Lord that will overtake us as he had promised it would. And so what Paul did, well, after he asked them to pray, help him pray through the struggles, pray that he would be safe amongst unbelievers, pray that his gift would be accepted. Because you know it's something, because when you have the gift of discernment and you have the gift of intercessory prayer, where when you pray, you see results, you have a lot of people that don't accept that.
That's right.
You can say what you want to say. And one thing I'm going to say this, that I had the Lord had spoke to me back the first of the year and said, I know you remember when the plane went down in the Hudson, the commercial plane or the passenger plane was hit by the Black Hawk, and they both went down in the Hudson. And after that, I said, Lord, I don't understand this because, you know, these pilots, so these are people that just didn't go up to die. But something was wrong. And I said, you know, the instrument panel was not showing what it should have shown. And the Lord let me know as I prayed. He said, somebody has hacked the airways that's causing the instrument not to show what they supposed to show. So instead of the Black Hawk pilots being at 3,000, they was at 2,000, which put them right in the path for the passenger plane. And I said that to a few people, and I asked Lord, you know, how do we pray? He said, pray that the airways would be unscrambled so that the plane would stop falling.
Hallelujah.
And I said it, but it was a few people didn't receive it because, you know, who am I to have the gift of discernment? And so Paul is saying the same thing. Everybody didn't accept his gift. Everybody doesn't accept your gift. Everybody doesn't accept my gift. But it doesn't mean we don't try to use them, that we don't need to go forth and use them to obey God. And so we pray one for another. The Bible says do that. So we follow Paul's instruction and what he did, then we know that at the end of the letter to the Roman church, he said he prayed blessing over the people. Mm-hmm. And the blessing was the God of peace. And we know if we need anything other than salvation right now, it is peace. The God of peace be with you. And he said, amen, which means so be it, so be it, so be it. Once it's said, that's it. And so tonight, as we live for Jesus, we will face adversities in the physical realm and in the spiritual realm. But we know we have a God that says that he would fight our battles if we stay still.
Yes.
So what we need to learn to do, as I said, train to see God at work, and most of all, be ready to pray.
Yes.
At all times. I pray the scripture that we need to focus on most is Romans chapter 15, verses 30-33, and the Gospel of John chapter 4, verses 24. God bless you, and I pray that you go back and think over last Thursday night time, our time together, and tonight put it together and know that God is the God that allowed us to have a Pentecost explosion.
Amen.
Thank God for Jesus.
Okay, right along. Our 30 seconds tonight is going to come from Virginia Brown.
Good evening. We thank God for the word, for being ready to pray. We thank God because we know that no matter what challenges come our way, Jesus is always with us, guiding us, and strengthening us, and we can stand on his word, and scripture is Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all his ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Amen.
So be encouraged to trust in the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, let's go ahead and open the line up, get the inputs and updates for this week.
Praise God.
What was the song that she sung last week? Come by here, Lord.
That's it.
That was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, this is Deborah Jackson. I'm asking for prayer. I'm praying for myself as well. I'm weak in the spirit right now. I'm weak in the flesh right now. I'm starting not to even get on the line, but I'm glad I took the sister Jesus after I got on the line before the Bible started. And I told her, I said, I'm going to get on the line because it might be something said that I can be a blessing or I can receive a blessing from somebody or something that's going to be said. And it's truly family. Y'all have blessed my, hallelujah, have blessed my soul today.
Thank you,
because I'm weak in the flesh. How do you say? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I'm weak in spirit and flesh. I'm feeling bad in my body, but God put a song in my heart today. He said, he said, what, let me think about this song. Oh, Lord, I can't remember. So many falling by the wayside, but Lord, help me to
stand.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So many people are giving up. So many people are giving in to all kinds of evil and all kinds of things that's going on. What Trump is saying, but don't worry about Trump. Y'all better worry about what God is doing and how he's in control. God is there on the scene. He'll come through for you every time. He's better for me today. Y'all bless my soul tonight. Sister Richardson, you are a blessing. Continue to let the Lord use you and let God speak through you, because you are a blessing to my soul. You bless me tonight. I was weak, but now the Lord put that same scripture in my heart today, because I felt like I didn't know where God was. I didn't know what God was doing. Hallelujah. I didn't know what God was doing. I said to him, Lord spoke to me. I just laid on the bed. I said, he said, trust in the Lord with all my heart. And sometimes we think we can figure God out. Sometimes we go on our own understanding, try to go ahead of God, try to go behind God. But God wants you to walk right beside him. He'll lead you and guide you into all truth. And this container, please pray for me that my strength and the Lord will be strengthened, and my flesh will get some strength to do to even read or pray. Right now, I can't even pray for myself. I just have to moan and groan. But I know that God is able. He knows what I'm going through. He understands. I'm just going to give it to him and let him take control and let him move in my life, regardless of what people may say or what they don't understand what I'm going through or what I say. But God is real, and he's moving. And everybody's on. He, one way or another, God is moving. If you're alive and above ground, God is moving in your life. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
and I didn't mean to take up that much time.
All right.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your mighty name.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
praise the name, praise the name.
Good evening, this is Lisa Pope Krauser. I just want to give God all the glory. My surgery was successful last Monday on the 23rd. I wasn't on last Thursday. I've been getting better early, but I thank God that I'm able to move on my therapy and I'm coming along. So I just
praise
thank
God.
All those that were in prayer for me. Also
thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And her surgery was successful also. So I asked you to continue.
Thank you, Jesus.
Her also. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, go right into roll call.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Lee in Virginia.
Yep.
Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willie Mae.
Here.
Janet. Danny and Juanita.
Yeah.
Robert and Portia.
Here.
Yeah. Thank
you, Jesus. Oldie.
Gloria.
Here.
Reverend Maddie.
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie.
Here.
Sandra.
Here.
Linda Hodge.
Here.
Mari. Deborah Bradford. Barbara.
Here.
Linda Simpson. Deborah Jackson. Lorraine Jones.
Here.
Ken and Carolyn.
Yeah.
Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Charlotte. Angela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Samari.
Here.
Asante.
Here.
Newman.
Tim. Tina Strong.
Here.
John.
Here.
Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis. Michael. Tanya W. Fran. Lisa.
Here.
Evelyn C. Martina Yeverton. Did I miss anyone?
Deborah Jackson, my phone cut off, but I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Okay, anyone else? Back to you, Uncle Rami.
All right, thank you, Nijo. Okay, well, next week, our opening prayer will be done by Willie Mae Jones. Our 30 seconds will be done by Tangela. Okay, with that said, we're going to turn it over for Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for another Thursday night Bible study. We thank you for everyone that's on the line. God, we ask you to continue to bless us and use us, Lord, and be in our midst, God, as the teacher. Bring forth the word of God. We thank you for your outpouring of your spirit on last week, God. You are not short, God, and you don't make any mistake. You can do it again. Lord, we thank you for this day, God, Lord, that you have set a day that we've never seen before. We thank you for waking us up this morning, closing us in our right mind, blood still running warm in our vein, God. Lord, and giving us an opportunity to praise your name. Oh, God, to do whatever you have us to do this day. Lord, we thank you. We love you. We appreciate you, God. Lord, if any sin in our life, sin of omission, commission, God, Lord, willfully sin, God, I ask you to forgive us, God. Help us, God, to have a clean life. You said, be clean, God. Create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit in us. Lord, that we'll do your perfect will, follow your command. Lord, we thank you for everyone that's on the line. Bless them financially, God. Bless them spiritually. Oh, God, you said, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all of your benefit. Oh, God, who heal us, who forgive us all our iniquity, and who heal all our diseases. You was wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquity. You said, by the chastisement of our peace was upon you, God. And you said, by your stripes, we are healed. Not might be healed, but we are healed. We thank you for Deborah, God. Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do, God. We thank you for her healing, God. We praise you in advance, God, for what you're going to do. We're not looking, but we know that you can. It's nothing too hard for you, God. Lord, we bring her to you, God. You said, cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us, God. We thank you for the sister that had surgery, how you brought her out, God. Oh, God, and how you touch her, God, and you restore, God, her strength, God. I thank you, God. Lord, you said if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us. Lord, do it for us today. We thank you for everything that you've done. We thank you for our children being on the line, God. Lord, continue to be with them, God. Cover them with your precious blood, God. Lord, and bless them, God, and use them for your glory, God. So many fall
falling by the wayside, God. Give us that mind to hold on to you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you in advance, God. We thank you for this holiday coming up, Lord. God, be with us. Watch over us, God, as we travel up and down the dangerous highway, God. Oh, God, watch over us. Oh, God, and give us the strength that we need to travel, God, and do what you have us to do. God, bless our marriage, God. Oh, God, 45 years, God. Lord, continue to keep us, God. Keep us under your care, Lord. We thank you for everything, God. You said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Oh, God, bless them as they go to work, God. Each and every one that's on this line, God. Give them a special touch, a special blessing. Lord, as we sleep tonight, watch over us, God. We plead the blood of Jesus against any spirit try to come up against us. Make our sleep sweet, God. Let those angels encamp all around every one of us, God. We thank you, Jesus. You said, they that wait upon the Lord, you will renew our strength, God. Lord, renew it today. Bless each and every one of us, God. Yeah, I know we to many shadow of death, God. Oh, God, a valley of shadow of death. We shouldn't fear the evil, God. Oh, God, you'll be with us, God. Oh, God, we trust you, God. You told us again to lean not to our own understanding. You said in all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths, God. You hold no good thing from those that walk upright, God. You told us you prosper, that we prosper and be in good health, God. God, if any bones hurting in any one body, God, strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus. Let it go back to the pits of hell from which it came. Oh, God, do it tonight, God. Let them rest, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Any need wisdom, God, you said let them ask, God, and you will give it from above, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done and what you're going to do, God, and what you've already done, God. We plead the blood of Jesus against the enemy right now. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, God, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my Redeemer and my strength, in Jesus' name we pray tonight. Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless you. And everybody.
Amen. Yes.
Good morning. Everybody, enjoyable.
Robert, yes. Let's before we get off the line, congratulate and pray for not pray for, but remember Burway in prayer. She's celebrating a wedding anniversary Saturday.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So we gonna keep her in prayer.
We
want everybody to have an enjoyable and safe holiday weekend, and we look forward to having everyone back next Thursday night. And with that said, we're going to say good night to everyone, and see you next weekend.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.